Welcome to U.S. Cellular Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rajay Davis. Batting second. The second baseman, Jason Kipnis. Batting third. The shortstop, Jose Ramirez. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mike Napoli. Batting fifth. The DH, Carlos Santana. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Juan Uribe. Batting seventh. The catcher, Yan Gomes. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Marlon Byrd. Batting ninth. The right fielder, Lonnie Chisenhall. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Corey Kluber. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Adam Eaton. Batting second. The shortstop, Jimmy Rollins. Batting third. The third baseman, Todd Frazier. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Melky Cabrera. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jose Abreu. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Brett Laurie. Batting seventh. The catcher, Deonor Navarro. Batting eighth. The DH, Avisail Garcia. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Austin Jackson. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jose Quintana. And now, play ball. Rajay Davis is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Davis strikes out. 1 out. Jason Kipnis is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Kipnis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Laurie scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jose Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Ramirez is hit by the pitch. Mike Napoli is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Napoli strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Adam Eaton is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Eaton strikes out. 1 out. Jimmy Rollins is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kipnis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Todd Frazier is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Frazier hits a pop-up towards first. Napoli settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Carlos Santana is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Santana hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Juan Uribe is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Uribe hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rollins fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Yan Gomes is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Gomes is hit by the pitch. Uribe moves to second. Marlon Byrd is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Byrd hits a line drive into right field. Eaton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Lonnie Chisenhall is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Chisenhall hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Eaton who is chasing the ball. Chisenhall reaches third base with a triple. Uribe scores. Gomes goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Indians. Rajay Davis is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Davis is 0-1 in the game. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Jason Kipnis is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Kipnis is 0-1 in the game. Kipnis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Melky Cabrera is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cabrera strikes out. 1 out. Jose Abreu is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Abreu hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brett Lorre is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Lorre strikes out. 2 outs. Deonor Navarro is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Navarro hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kipnis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jose Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Ramirez is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Ramirez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Napoli is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Quintana. Ramirez moves to second. Mike Napoli is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Napoli is 0 for 1 in the game. Napoli strikes out. 1 out. Carlos Santana is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Santana is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Santana hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Ramirez moves to third. Juan Uribe is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Uribe is 0 for 1 in the game. Uribe hits a fly ball into center field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ramirez tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 3-0, Indians. Yan Gomes is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Gomes is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Gomes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Avisail Garcia is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Garcia hits a line drive beyond first. Napoli can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Austin Jackson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Adam Eaton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Eaton is 0 for 1 in the game. Eaton hits a line drive towards center field. Davis fields the ball and throws to first. Napoli drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Napoli. Jackson moves to second. 2 outs. Jimmy Rollins is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. The ball gets by Gomes for a passed ball. Jackson moves to third. Jimmy Rollins is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Rollins is 0 for 1 in the game. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Napoli scoops it up and throws to first, with Kluber covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Marlon Byrd is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Byrd is 0 for 1 in the game. Byrd hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Abreu settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Lonnie Chisenhall is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Chisenhall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Chisenhall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rajay Davis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Chisenhall moves to second. Rajay Davis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Frazier fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jason Kipnis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kipnis is 0 for 2 in the game. Kipnis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Abreu scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kipnis for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Todd Frazier is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Frazier is 0 for 1 in the game. Frazier hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Melky Cabrera is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cabrera is 0 for 1 in the game. Cabrera hits a line drive into right field. Chisenhall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jose Abreu is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Abreu is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Abreu hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brett Laurie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laurie is 0 for 1 in the game. Laurie hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jose Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Ramirez strikes out. 1 out. Mike Napoli is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Napoli is 0 for 2 in the game. Napoli strikes out. 2 outs. Carlos Santana batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Santana is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Santana hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rollins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Deonor Navarro is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Navarro is 0 for 1 in the game. Navarro strikes out. 1 out. Avisail Garcia is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Garcia is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Garcia hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Austin Jackson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Garcia moves to third. Adam Eaton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Eaton is 0 for 2 in the game. Eaton strikes out. 2 outs. Jimmy Rollins batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Rollins is 0 for 2 in the game. Rollins hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Juan Uribe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uribe is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Uribe hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Laurie settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Yan Gomes is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gomes is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Gomes strikes out. 2 outs. Marlon Byrd is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Byrd is 0 for 2 in the game. Byrd hits a fly ball into center field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Todd Frazier is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Frazier is 0 for 2 in the game. Frazier takes first base on ball 4. Melky Cabrera is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Cabrera is 0 for 2 in the game. Cabrera hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Abreu is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Abreu is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Abreu strikes out. Two outs. Brett Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Frazier. The throw from Gomes and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Davis fumbles the ball. That's an error on Davis. Frazier goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 3-1 Indians. Brett Lowry is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Lowry is 0-2 in the game. Lowry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Zach Putnam now pitching. Lonnie Chisenhall is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Chisenhall is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Chisenhall strikes out. Navarro drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Chisenhall out. One out. Rajay Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Frazier fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jason Kipnis is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Kipnis is 0-for-3 in the game. Kipnis hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Jose Ramirez is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Ramirez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Ramirez hits a line drive into left field. Cabrera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Deonor Navarro is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Navarro is 0-for-2 in the game. Navarro strikes out. One out. Avisail Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Garcia hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Kipnis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Austin Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Adam Eaton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jackson. The throw from Gomes and he is safe. Jackson steals second. Adam Eaton is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Eaton is 0-for-3 in the game. Eaton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Napoli scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Eaton for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dan Jennings now pitching. Mike Napoli is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Napoli is 0-for-3 in the game. Napoli hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carlos Santana is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santana is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Santana hits a line drive into center field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Juan Uribe is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Napoli moves to second. Juan Uribe is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Uribe is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Uribe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lowry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Napoli moves to third. Two outs. Yan Gomes is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Gomes is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Gomes hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Cabrera, who is chasing the ball. Gomes reaches third base with a triple. Napoli scores. It's 4-1, Indians. Tommy Connell now pitching. Marlon Byrd is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Byrd is 0-3 in the game. Byrd hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Connell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Rollins batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Rollins is 0-3 in the game. Rollins hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Todd Frazier is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Frazier is 0-2 in the game. With a walk, Frazier strikes out. One out. Brian Shaw now pitching. Melky Cabrera is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Cabrera is 0-3 in the game. Cabrera hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-3, Indians. Jose Abreu is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Abreu is 2-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Abreu hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brett Laurie is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Laurie is 0-3 in the game. Laurie hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Napoli settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Deonor Navarro batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Navarro is 0-3 in the game. Navarro hits a ball on the ground towards first. Napoli scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Navarro for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Lonnie Chisenhall is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Chisenhall is 2-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Chisenhall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Frazier fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Rajay Davis is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Davis is 0-3 in the game. With a walk, Davis strikes out. 2 outs. Jason Kipnis is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Kipnis is 1-4 in the game, with a single. Kipnis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Abreu scoops it up and throws to first, with Connell covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Cody Allen now pitching. Avisail Garcia is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Garcia is 2-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Garcia strikes out. 1 out. Austin Jackson is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Jackson is 2-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Jackson strikes out. 2 outs. Adam Eaton is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Eaton is 0-4 in the game. Eaton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kipnis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from US Cellular Park in Chicago.